Deep Change, Part 7. Deep Transparency. Listen to this devotional browse series. Introduction feature. Deep Change, Deep Destiny, Deep Purpose, Deep Grace, Deep Awareness, Deep Transparency, Deep Spirituality. Getting prepared. Select your Bible translation. This should be one you easily understand, but is also accurate. If you select the message or voice, it would be wise to use the NIV or NAS, ESV to confirm accuracy. Additionally, read in whatever format is easiest for you to comprehend as much as possible, DVD, audio, digital, print, or have someone read to you. Select your journal. Make this fun. Find one that combines writing space with an opportunity to create or paste visuals. Select your pen. Multiple colors add clarity and vibrancy to your study. Select your music device. You can use any digital device or music service. If you don't have access to one of these, borrow one from a friend, or visit a local spot, where you can engage in deep reflection while enjoying their soundtrack or radio station. Create your spiritual advisory circle, a combination of 3 to 6 family or friends who you trust to help you change. See stage number 4 in Deep Change. Your progress toward change is greatly enhanced when you share your daily journey with others, understanding the theme. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, 9. For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness and truth, 10. And find out what pleases the Lord. 11. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. 12. It is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. 13. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, and everything that is illuminated becomes a light. 14. This is why it is said, "Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." Ephesians chapter 5 verses 8-14 NIV. Deep awareness, which we studied in our previous quiet time, should lead to deep transparency. Deep transparency is a spiritual state of security with God, where we overcome our fear of being emotionally honest with Him and people. The majority of people who pursue deep change experience their greatest difficulty at this stage because they fear being known. Your goal in this time is to first develop an understanding of, belief in, and commitment to deep transparency in your relationships with God and people. The second step is to actually practice deep transparency with God, and after a few days to practice it with people. Daily reading. Read Ephesians chapter 5 at a moderate to slow pace. Read it again, but this time underline or circle words that help you increase your understanding of, belief in, and commitment to the practice of deep transparency. Spend some time in deep reflection over the things that make you afraid to be transparent with God or people. Continue this reflection by considering the encouraging benefits of deep transparency and how you might get started. 3 big questions. Do you believe God wants us to practice deep transparency? Explain your answer, and make part of your answer tackle the meaning of these words. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, and everything that is illuminated becomes a light? How can deep transparency help you find out what pleases the Lord? What connection do you think exists between deep transparency and the scriptural concept explained by the words, "Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead"? One big paragraph, one big prayer. This should be one of the best prayers you have had in some time. First, take time to write down your thoughts about deep transparency, and don't try to get a correct answer, but instead express the truth of your heart. Ignore any bias in the questions or opinions of people close to you. Deep transparency with God requires you to tell God what you think and feel, not what you think He or others might want to hear. The power of deep transparency is that as we move closer and more deeply into the light of God, we come to know our true selves, which allows us to more authentically pursue God's destiny and purpose for our lives. Develop your soundtrack. After your prayer, spend a few minutes selecting an additional song for your spiritual soundtrack. This song should explain something of how you have felt during this quiet time. This soundtrack will provide background sound, so even when you are in the midst of a number of people, or a significant amount of noise, you can allow your mind and heart to enter deep reflection. Create your visuals. Select, draw, or take a picture so you can place it in your journal. Your goal with this visual is to be able to take one look at the picture, and remember exactly what you learned, how you felt and what you were thinking today. Share your discovery. Share whatever lessons you have learned today with your spiritual advisory circle. It doesn't matter whether your thoughts are positive, negative, or neutral. The key is knowing you discovered something about God and yourself today, which will ultimately draw you closer to Him, and if you share it, then you will grow closer to people as well. Go to Part 8, Deep Spirituality.